This is your moment.
This is an episode of News with Nick. It's October 22nd, 2021. I'm here. It's your favorite terrible high school football official back for another show. Boy, do we have a lot to catch up on, folks. So let's get right into it. Head on over to the website, newswithnick.com, or if you prefer, surfsidetruth.com. That works as well for another, I don't know, 9 months. When did Joe Biden collapse the Surfside condo? Remember when we all forgot about that? Like, people just sleeping and then they're like, I'm falling. It's 9/11 again. Anyway, head on over to the website, surfsidetruth.com, and in the upper right corner, type in your phone number so you can get texted alerts for the latest shows and when there are new things posted on the website. This is actually the first time that I'm going live from the lake house, right? I've been doing pre-recorded shows, so I'm not sure if the live stream is going out good. Maybe it's choppy. If you're in the chat, say something. I think there's probably zero listeners today. That's okay. We're going to get all 20 of you will probably listen through the website later this week. Freaking hilarious. I'm still a football official, but I feel like I'm getting worse. I will never make fun of refs again. I know that that's the cliche thing to do. Man, I hated waitresses. They'd always bring out my steak and like drop it on the floor. And it was gross every time I got steak, just dropped right on the floor. But then I became a waitress, and it's hard work. People are yelling at you. I'm never going to make fun of a waitress again, right? Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm standing on the sideline. I'm trying to count people. I'm trying to count kids. You got to count 11, right, on the defense. And they're all over the place. Like, they're hiding behind each other. Half the time I got 10. I'm like, it looks like 10. Looks like 12. One time I counted 12, and I'm like, pretty sure it's 12, and I'm supposed to blow the whistle if it's 12. Well, let me just check again. And then while I'm checking, the play goes off. I'm like, oh geez, I guess they're just playing with 12 now. And I'm the ref. I'm supposed to stop this, but it's really hard. And then I was super excited one time. I counted 12. And then I watched the coach who was on the field, because in little league play, little league football, the coach goes on the field with the kids so that he can be like, okay, you line up here, right? If you watch football, there's 11 people per team on a side, and you got to be lining up in a specific spot. It's really not an easy sport to learn. So I suppose this is a great way to do it. They bring the coach on the field, and the coach can direct the kids right there. Right? You got to line up here, you got to line up here. Great idea. Anyway, I count 12, and I'm like, oh, I counted 12. I caught a mistake. I'm so excited. This must be how cops feel. Like, their first couple days on the job, they're like, oh, he went over the yellow line for sure. Boop, boop, boop. Yep, you're definitely pulled over. I definitely saw that. So I'm like, all right, I definitely see 12. This is great. So I look at the coach, and the coach does his fit. He like is pointing with his finger, and he's going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then he makes a face. He goes, huh? Like a huh face. I'm like, well, he's allowed to send a kid off still. He still has time, according to the rules, until the offense comes up and touches the ball and gets ready to hike it, right? And then I watch him again, and he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Huh? I'm like, oh, my God. He has to realize, right? And he goes again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Huh? And then the offense comes up to the line, and they are about to hike it. So I have to blow the whistle, and I get to throw that yellow flag. I'm so excited. I'm like, he had 12. He had 3 chances to send a guy off, and he didn't. But for the most part, I see nothing on that football field. A kid steps out of bounds, and I'm like, all right, I got the spot right here. I'm so happy. The ball is going to be right here. The clock is stopped. The kid's out of bounds. And then the coach goes, hey, that other guy just like punched him in the face out of bounds, or like hit him late. I'm like, the ball's here. But no. Apparently, in reffing, you're supposed to be paying attention the whole way. Like, if someone The reffing is not supposed to stop when the kid steps out of bounds. You're supposed to keep going. And like, if there's a punch in the face out of bounds, you're supposed to see it and throw the yellow thing. I'm still working on that. I basically never throw a flag because I don't see anything. I'm like, I don't know. I just know the ball was here. And the other refs are getting real mad at me because in football, there's these hash marks. Every yard is a hash mark. And whenever the kid goes down, I just run in where the ball was when the kid went down, which is, I thought, what you're supposed to do. Like, the ball was here, even if it's between two hash marks. But every time I do it, I'm like, oh, I'm so sure it was right on this blade of grass. I know it. So I tell them, and then they're like, just pick a hash mark. So I have to learn to be less specific than I normally want to be. Anyway, whatever. I can't wait for this to be over, and it's not going to matter soon because probably next year you're going to have to be freaking vaccinated to even step foot on a football field with other kids, right? Because now they're rolling out the vax for the 5 to 11-year-olds. So there's no excuse. No matter what age you are, get vaccinated. A couple of weeks ago, or I don't know, was it 2 Mondays ago? It was freaking Columbus Day again. Love that day. Because every time it rolls around, people complain about Columbus. And they say it's Indigenous Peoples Day. And then other people complain about the people who are saying, it's Indigenous Peoples Day, nobody cares. And then you have me, who I guess I complete the cycle, or I just add to the pyramid. Like, why are we still talking about this? Okay, we all hate Columbus. We know it. And people will go on Facebook and like, if you like Columbus, you suck or something. I don't know what they say. But I haven't heard of a person liking Columbus for 25 years, right? Is anyone going out there like, Columbus, my favorite guy? Definitely Columbus Day, and I love it. It's my favorite. He's my favorite guy. He really did a great thing for America. Because when I was in fifth, all I remember from music class was, okay, guys, we're going to sing the song about Columbus. 1492, he swam the ocean blue, but the Indians were here. This one.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. It was a courageous thing to do, but someone was already here.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. It was a courageous thing to do, but someone was already here. The Inuit, the Cherokee,
the Aztec and Menominee, Onondaga and the Cree. Columbus sailed across the sea, but someone was already here.
Yeah, we've known. So we've known, right? I never even knew all these tribe names. Inuit, the Cherokee, the Aztec, and Monopoly. I always sang Monopoly because I don't know what the Menominee is. All I know is I want to play Monopoly. I guess there's not really a verse where it's like, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. He went and raped them all. And something that rhymes with 92, right? It wasn't, maybe it should have been a little more violent in fifth, according to these Facebook people. They want us to know that Columbus was a big raper, but other than that, I don't see why we're, yeah, it should be Indigenous Peoples Day. You can have it. According to newswithnick.com, you can have it. I don't even care. Columbus is an idiot. Who? I don't care. We have a couple stories to catch up on before we get into the main story of the night. Remains found in Florida Park have been ID'd as Brian Laundry. This was breaking last night. The FBI on Thursday identified human remains found in a Florida nature preserve as those of Brian Laundry, who was a person of interest in the death of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito, while the couple was on a cross-country road trip. The remains, a backpack, and notebook believed to belong to the Laundry were discovered Wednesday in a Florida wilderness park, according to the FBI. The remains, a backpack, and notebook. The area where they were found had been underwater during earlier searches. Interesting. What, he drowned himself? I don't think so. Sounds like foul play here. The FBI's Denver office said in a news release a comparison of dental records confirmed that the remains were Laundrie's. A lawyer for his parents, Steve Bertiello, also confirmed in a statement that they were told the remains were that of their son. What the heck is dental identification? Have you guys ever gone to the dentist and, like, what? I don't think my dental ID exists. Like, they take x-rays of my mouth, but an x-ray is not that detailed, right? Doesn't it just show, like, the outline of a bone? Wouldn't a dental record have to be way more in-depth? Like, you'd have to bite into Silly Putty. Like, I do this all the time. I take Silly Putty, and I bite into it like gum, and I examine the grooves of my teeth. Now, maybe everyone listening to this is like, yeah, I do that like every year. They take a new Silly Putty of my mouth. But I don't remember having done that. How frequently would you have to do it for it to stay? Because, like, what if you chip a tooth on pizza or something? Then your dental records change. Oh, man, we thought it was him, but it matches perfectly except for this one chip right here. I mean, I could obviously Google or YouTube or CSI Miami, what is dental record identification? But part of me just wants to believe that that's just a thing the police and the news say to get you off their path. Like, no, we ID'd him. How? He's just bones. Dental records. Oh, okay. That's clearly something we don't understand, but you're the police, so you must know. A lawyer for his parents also confirmed in a statement they were told the remains were that of their son. We have no further comment at this time, and we ask that you respect the Laundrie's privacy at this time. The FBI statement did not list a cause of death. It wasn't clear how long the remains may have been submerged in water. The discovery of remains concluded a massive search involving federal, state, and local law enforcement that began shortly after Laundrie disappeared on September 14th. Wow, that was like 5 weeks ago. The investigation into the Petito slaying is not concluded, but only Laundrie has ever been identified by law enforcement, blah, 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 as a person of interest. All right. Now we have a second article. Former police canine handler says it's highly suspicious that cadaver dogs missed Brian Laundrie's remains. I didn't even read this. Let's see what this guy says. Kyle Hayen, who now runs a police dog training company. Oh, he's not even a real cop. He just trains dogs. Told Abrams in a live interview, if the body was there at that time weeks ago, and if it's the same dog and the same quality of dog or the same quality of training, they should have found him. This is a 38 minute video, so I'm not going to be able to watch it. Blah, 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 blah. If the body had been there when they went by with cadaver dogs and the body had been there for more than 2 or 3 minutes, the odor would have come through the water? 2 or 3 minutes? Ugh. You become an odor after 2 minutes. Watch the full interview below. It starts around the 14 minutes and 45 seconds into the video.
Now to talk more about the search of canine handler and former Skip police ahead. Officer Kyle Hayen. Thanks very much for coming on the program. This is different from the way that other police canines are trained.
It is. And there's a couple of different ways of doing it. The methodology
extremely
that
boring.
I trained with was...
This is the same thing that happened with that girl that got lost in the woods, and then she came out 3 weeks later, and she was like, thank God I'm found. Okay, bye, everyone. I'm just fine. And everyone was like, how did you survive for 3 weeks? That's very suspicious. And she's like, I don't know. Okay, bye. So the articles came out like, that's suspicious how that happened, but then nothing ever comes of it. So nothing will come of this. Was Brian Laundrie really submerged for a month? Is he just bones and alligators ate the rest of his skin? You know, how did they come across it? They just say, oh, it's a pile of bones. Must be Brian Laundrie. And how did he end up there? Why? How did he die? Did he shoot himself in the head? Did they find a gun with the notebook? Because if you find a notebook, and a gun is way heavier and way less edible to an alligator, I would think, and way less likely to erode in a river than a notebook. But, oh no, apparently a notebook was found, and also a terrorist from 9/11's passport was just sitting there. Oh, wow, it just blew over here from the two towers. So that's where's the gun that he shot himself with, if he shot himself? Because nobody's claiming he did except me just suggesting that. So it's probably not true. Let's see. What else is going on here? COVID. Here's a COVID update. U.S. officials are going to keep a close watch on the Delta Plus COVID mutation as it spreads across the U.K. Every time I see a headline like this, I fall on the floor laughing and I'm just rolling around and going, ah, oh, God. Again, it's happening. U.S. health officials are keeping a close eye on an emerging COVID-19 subvariant, the variant of the variant, dubbed Delta Plus, that some scientists say may be more contagious than the already highly transmissible Delta variant. It's even more contagious, formerly known as AY4.2. Delta Plus includes two new mutations to the spike protein, A222V and Y145H, which allow the virus to enter the body. Those mutations have been found in other COVID variants, so it's unclear how dramatically those changes affect the virus. So this is an article, obviously, of nothing. India's Ministry of Health reported in June that Delta Plus was more transmissible than the Delta variant, adding that the subtype binds more strongly to lung cell receptors and blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. Sure. I don't know, guys. I don't know. When it sounds like it's going to be like the flu. It's going to be every year or every 6 months, it changes. Doesn't the flu... Am I an idiot or does the flu just change? I'm sure that there's a technical... like scientific term every year for the flu. I assume it's like hurricanes, right? We got flu Andrew or flu Irene, or next year it's going to be flu Stacy, right? They just name it a new name every year and it comes out. But I don't know. What if they went all over the news and they're like, oh, no. This year it's flu AY4.2. Boom, boom, boom. Right. I'm not saying that they're 100% trying to control the whole world with this. But I would say that if someone was out there trying to 100% control the whole world with COVID fears, it would look exactly like what's happened. So I'm not saying they're doing it. I'm saying if you were going to do it, this is what you'd do. Except I'd make it a little more deadly. I would have killed more people. Because as it is, a lot of people can get the COVID and then they can be like, huh, fine, I'm fine. That was nothing. My grandma got it. My mom got it. Everyone got it and everything's fine. So I guess I'm not scared. If I were designing the virus, I would have made it kill 2 or 3 times the number of people. And then, yeah. You say everyone has to stay home. Everyone has to wear masks. Everyone has to, separate from each other and then rely on the government. And then, hey, here's a vaccine. Take this. And oops, just kidding. There's a variant. You were so close to going back to normal, but there's a variant. Sorry. Okay. 6 months later. Ooh, all right. Almost done vaccinating. Everything's looking good. Oops. We were so close, but there's a variant. Are they just going to keep doing it? They probably keep doing it, and they're like, what? They fell for it again? Are people actually falling for it, though? That's the other thing. Like, I spend way too much time on Reddit. I don't want to. I hate myself that I do it. So I spend way too much time on Reddit reading people's comments about this stuff, and they are so pro-COVID, that it's crazy because they love it, and I loved it. No, hang on, go back. That's not what I meant to say. But if you're a person on Reddit, then you're a person on the computer a lot, right? And you love playing video games. I love playing video games. And in March 2020, when everyone said, oh my, guys, don't do anything. Do not go to work. Do not go outside. Do not see your friends. Do not go to parties. Don't do anything but stay home and play video games. That is what you have to do. It's very responsible. I was like, this seems crazy. But that little piece of it is sweet. I can just play video games all the time. And so all these people that could just stay home and play video games all the time, and that's responsible adult behavior, why would they ever want that to stop, right? So bring on Delta Plus 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 Xbox One, right? What was I saying? Oh, so what was I saying? So, but is it really like that in real life? Because I think a lot of people are. Because I'm not getting chased around the stores anymore with someone going, you need to wear a mask, sir. You need to wear a mask. Right? That's happened one or two times, but not since the unmasking and the remasking, right? But they're moving on to other things. American and Southwest CEOs say they don't plan to fire employees over the federal vaccine mandate. All right. So a couple months ago, Joe Biden goes on TV and he says, all right. We have a pandemic here. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Therefore, I'm the president and I'm going to order OSHA to write a rule that says that every company over 100 employees has to have the vaccine or have weekly testing, and every federal contractor has to prove that every single one of their employees has the vaccine. And, okay. Don't you have to like ask Congress? Isn't there like, you know, a bill sitting on Capitol Hill where he writes in himself that everyone has to get the vaccine if you work for a company. But no, because the law doesn't exist anymore. We knew that a year and a half ago, that there is no law, right? You can just go on TV and you can say, everyone has to get the vaccine now. And no, the police can't come door to door yet. They can't come door to door yet to inject you with the vaccine, but they can threaten you with losing your paycheck. They can threaten you with losing your federal contracts. They can threaten you with all sorts of things at just Biden going on TV and saying it. What have we come to, and why did we allow this? Why do we allow this? Why didn't anyone say? Well, I guess a lot of people did say, but. Why is it we're so powerless to stop this? And everyone will say, oh, it's the private companies. They're allowed to enforce rules on their... If Biden goes on TV and says everyone needs to wear an orange shirt to work, and then the company decides that that's a good idea and says everyone has to wear an orange shirt to work or you're fired, then you have to wear an orange shirt to work or you're fired. And that's technically true. But shouldn't we be demanding better than that, right? If we're a country of wage slaves, which the left loves to say, oh, wages need to be higher. People are tied to their jobs and they have no options because they have to work 12 hours a day and leave their kids at home to eat dog food on their own because no one has enough money. And I can see that. But then you say, okay, but then we're going to take that system and use it to control everyone, like use it to do exactly what they want when it's outside the scope of their job. Because Biden didn't say anyone who goes into work. He didn't say anyone who goes to an office. He didn't say anyone who has to interact with the public. He literally said anyone. You could be sitting at home, never leave your house and work remotely. Right. And you have to get the vaccine based on what Biden said on TV. But there's not even a rule written yet. Right. The OSHA has not written the rule and put it into place as of this recording, October 22nd. But in response, a lot of these companies, the airlines came out and they said, OK, we're going to give in or give whatever you want to, however you want to word it. They're going to say, we're going to say all of our employees have to be vaccinated. Southwest Airlines and American Airlines CEO on Thursdays, though, said they don't expect to fire unvaccinated workers, which is softening their tone as the deadline for the federal mandate approaches. Starting December 8th, the Biden administration will require federal contractors, including those two carriers, also Delta, United, and others, to ensure that their staff is vaccinated against COVID-19, unless employees are granted an exception for medical or blah, 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 blah reasons. Southwest and American have recently relaxed their rhetoric on the mandate, urging staff who don't plan to get vaccinated to apply for an exemption. And earlier this month, each carrier told employees they would need to be vaccinated Earlier this month, they told employees they need to be vaccinated or receive an exemption to continue working there. But then Friday, Southwest told employees it no longer planned to put them on unpaid leave if the company hasn't reviewed or approved their requests yet. There's so much going on here. It's impossible to know, because this is completely unprecedented. No president's gone on TV and said everyone has to do this medical procedure and prove it within the next 2 months or you lose your job. So nobody knows what's going on. So there's states that are saying, no, you can't do it. And then Southwest says, well, just because Texas said that doesn't mean that we're not going to follow the federal rules, which I don't know. No one knows what's going on. Anyone who pretends, I know this is a common saying, anyone who claims to know what's going on is lying. But I think that that's probably true. Nobody knows what's going on. The problem is because there's no mandate written that it can't even be challenged in court. So say there was a mandate written by OSHA. That could be taken to court. And the court could say, actually, you can't even say that. That's not a thing that you can impose on a private business. It's not a safety risk, right? There's no OSHA. OSHA reach should not reach to your home. You could make an argument that OSHA rules, yeah, make whatever rule you want for the physical location. I'm not saying they should do that. I'm saying you could make an argument for that. But there's no way OSHA should be able to reach into your home and be like, you have to be vaccinated in your own home. Who cares? My house is very unsafe. What's OSHA going to check out every heating vent in my house to make sure it won't burn my tippy toes? Because they're going to have a fun time. Anyway, this is going over like a sack of bricks in Brian Laundrie's skull, sunk to the bottom of an ocean. I don't know. Dozens of employees of major South Carolina corporation walk out. SC Corporation? Is that South Carolina? 100 or so people lined the streets outside of General Electric in Greenville on Thursday to protest the federal government's mandate that says that companies with federal contracts must require their employees to become vaccinated against COVID-19. Is there a video?
Dozens of employees of major SC Corporation walk out to protest vaccine mandate. 100 or so people lined the street outside General Electric in Greenville on Thursday to protest the federal government's mandate that says that companies with federal contracts must require their employees to become vaccinated against COVID.
So this is happening all over the place. All over the place. And I'm like, how long is it going to take for my job to become vaccination requirement, right? Ever since this Biden mandate, I've been telling people, it might be coming. Maybe our company will do the right thing, because for many months, they sent out this vaccination survey. Take the vaccination survey. Tell us if you're vaccinated or not. But it is a personal choice. They said the choice to vaccinate is a personal one. You should talk to your doctor about your options, blah, blah, blah. Magically, after the Biden speech, they stopped sending that out. And I was like, uh-oh. They stopped sending that out. So that means they stopped saying that. Ooh. We heard silence from them for a month. Chirp, chirp. Then on October 7th, 2021, at 1 p.m., an email comes through to the entire company, and it says, "Attention! Please read vaccination requirements for all U.S. employees. You are required to vaccinate before December 8th, unless you have a religious or medical exemption approved, or you will be terminated." I'm pissed. I'm not mad. I'm so sad. I tell my coworkers, 5 seconds, it didn't take me 5 seconds to grab my bag from the moment that email came out, because I knew it was coming. I'd heard the chatter. I just didn't know when. I grab my bag and I go, I don't feel good. I'm out of here. I storm out. I'm so sad. Guys, I just got a new promotion. I got a new raise. I know a lot of you are pretty rich. I'm very poor, and but I got a raise to $75,000 per year, right? It's going to be my new job. And that's supposed to start real soon. And the company said, get vaccinated or you're fired on December 8th. I leave and I go somewhere and I cry. And I go, why? We didn't have to do this. We didn't have to ruin the whole world. Why this? Why not soda? Why not French fries? Why not sitting on the couch 24/7? Why did everyone lock themselves in their basement to play video games and get fatter during a pandemic that affects the fats and the olds? Why did we keep getting older during a pandemic that affects the old? That was the dumbest thing we could have done, is gotten older. Why did we keep getting older? Cut it out. We should be doing the reverse. We should be going, wow, we don't have much time until we're old. We need to be going out. We need to be taking every moment of this life and not putting a mask on and staring out the window, being scared, getting older and older, because the older you get, the closer you get to high risk of COVID. So stop getting old. That's really the solution here. And I said, we didn't have to do this. We didn't have to ruin the world like this. There were other ways, but we let them, because it was just one step at a time. Don't go out for 2 weeks. Don't go to your wedding. Don't do any. Oops, it's not 2 weeks. It's 2 months. Oops, it's not 2 months. It's 2 years. Oops, it's not just a mask. It's a vaccine. Even though you're not high risk, you have to take it now. And I'm not doing good. I don't know what to do, but we've run out of time. And I should have done something a long time ago. And I said, somebody has to do something. So I pop open my laptop. I don't know what to do, but I write an email in my work email. And I say, hey, if anyone wants to chat about current events and remembers when the company used to say this was a personal choice, let me know. And I paste it to like 20 people that I think might be good allies in the BCC box. And I send it because I don't know what else to do, because we have to do something. And if we're all going to be fired, well, maybe at least we'll be together while the system rolls us over, because that's what I always said. The end, really, you know, your apocalypse team is really just the people you want to be there at the end. It's not the ones that are going to save you. That's not the most important part. Anyway, so I send this email, and then I got to run off to a freaking football game because I'm still a football official, so I got to officiate a game, which I don't do very well anyway, but now I got to do it while remembering that I'm getting fired in 2 months, so that's cool, or taking a shot that I don't want. And, you know, I'm not scared of the shot necessarily. I think it's real suspicious that the government keeps saying, we'll give you $1 million to take this shot. But other than that, I don't know. I judge things by what I can see. I saw people get COVID and be fine. I'm seeing a ton of people get the shot and be fine from what I can see, right? No, they haven't had enough time to get cancer yet. I don't freaking know. So the shot's probably fine. That's not the point. I don't feel like it. And when we're going to allow the government and the corporations to tell us this, then they can tell us anything. And we, like I said, we ran out of time. This is too far. So I send the email, go to my game, go home, go to bed. I wake up the next morning. I'm too stressed out. I can barely sleep anyway. I'm like, okay, all right, I'm going to check my email. Who replied? Who responded to the call that we're going to get together? I don't know what we're going to do when we get together, but we're going to get together. I open my email. So excited. So many people are going to have responded. They're going to have forwarded it all over the company. I'm going to have hundreds of emails. I have zero. I have none. I'm so sad. Oh, well. Now, no one replied to the email at that point, but I still had a couple allies at work that I talked to in other forms, like on Facebook Messenger, like that they're on the same page as me, because throughout this, you know who's on the same page. And yeah, we were not having a good time. And then, like a sitting at work, it's about 9 a.m., and like a freaking movie, bing, one reply. It's the guy who says, email me here at my external email. I email him. He's like, how do we get people together? I'm like, I don't know. What do we do? He's like, should we start a private Facebook group? I'm like, I don't know. I like Telegram, the app. I mean, let's just get a couple people together. We'll just chat. Right? And I end up not hearing from that guy for a couple days. But the next day, I head down to another office and find a few other people who agree with me, who do not want to take this vaccine and think that this whole thing is BS. And like, what are we going to do? I don't know. I'll start the Telegram chat. Now, a lot of people don't have Telegram. It's this third-party chat app. So people, all the young kids are on Snapchat. Maybe I should have started a Snapchat group or something, gotten more kids involved. No, I don't know. So I start a Telegram group. I invite like four people. Those people invite two more people. So we, by the weekend, we got like six people, and they're slowly, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 people are joining this Telegram group. I'm like, huh, this is great. This is cool. And I feel like in my brain, I've got an old man talking to another old man or something like that. I've got current me. Current me is the old man, and he's calling past me, which is also for some reason in my brain an old man. And the phone rings, and the old man from my past picks it up, and my old man from the present says, hey, past, you remember 10 years ago when we had to try to change the world and fight the system, and that's all we were doing? And I go, yes, I remember that. And new me goes, guess what? We have to do it again. So I jump into my group, and I start to take like sort of a inspirational speaker role to these people. A lot of these people, this is their first time having to do something like this, where they oppose something that's scary, like their employer or the government. And I go, hey, everyone. It's worth mentioning that nobody in Jaffrey is doing this to us, which is true. I work for a company that has one branch in New Hampshire and sites all over the country, probably 20 of them. Your supervisor may agree with you on this. Maybe even the site leadership agrees with you on this. But they're all telling us this rule because they, like us, are scared of the alternative. In Keene on the radio this morning, they said that about 54% of New Hampshire is vaccinated. That means that nearly 500 at our company are probably not. And another subset of those are against the mandates, I tell my people in the Telegram. I say it's quite possible that people that think this way are in the majority. And if and when that becomes clear, they lose their power. Right? If we can get enough people that say, no, this is crazy, and we do what GE did, and we do what Southwest did, and we just refuse it, and we don't come to work. And even if the vaccinated people say, yeah, I'm vaccinated by choice, but I'm not going to tell you about it. I mean, that would actually be way more ballsy than what I'm doing, which is like, someone who's vaccinated has a choice to prove it and stay employed, and they would choose not to prove it and gamble just out of support. That's super ballsy. But no one really knows what to do. Sunday comes and Monday comes, and the chat just is like sort of a support group, and people are posting their opinions on vaccines and stuff, which has been really enlightening to me, by the way, because I thought that this stuff where people were like, oh, the vaccine is going to give you 5G demons that come out of you, that was just stuff that was a joke. Like, I didn't think it was a joke, but I thought it was so fringe that you only found it on like 4chan. But it appears to be, and I don't know if it's a computer literacy thing or a, I don't know what it is. Or maybe it's all true. Maybe it's all true. But there's people at my company that spend time on these strange websites that do think that Satan lives in the vaccine, and they've posted it to the chat that I'm part of, which I have to now be a stricter admin on, because I had to make a rule in the Telegram chat that, guys, you can't be spamming that Satan's in the vaccine, because we all know. Will it get you to be quiet if I agree with you Satan is in the vaccine? Because we need to focus on the immediate threat. The immediate threat is that we're losing our jobs in 7 weeks. And what we're going to do about it. So stop spamming the chat with articles about Bill Gates. That's another topic. Tuesday comes. I get a call from a guy who says, "Hey, Nick, you didn't email me, but someone forwarded me your email, and I'd like to join your group." Huh? Join him to the group. So word's getting around that Nick at work is, you know, rustling the forces. What would you call him? Wrangling the horses. Word's getting around that Nick has sent an email and to contact Nick. And people start messaging me. I'm like, "Hey, do you know anything about how I can do the acceptance form?" People that I didn't email, that I didn't initiate with, they just started hearing my name. And I go, "Not really, but do you want to join the Telegram chat? We're all just hanging out." So we do, and we get more and more people in the chat. At some point, I get invited to this manager's meeting where I can watch virtually and anonymously, for the most part, the country council do their speech. And it was so depressing. These top guys saying, "Yes, we're going to enforce everyone to vaccinate, and we think that only 1% of people will refuse, so that'll be great." And I was not doing well come Tuesday. People were in the chat, yeah, but all we were getting was, I don't know, demonic vaccine posts and people getting mad and people not knowing what to do and people saying that they're crying all the time. And that's what I said. "I'm just crying all the time. I don't know what to do, you guys. I just got you together. What do we do?" And turns out, guy that called me on Tuesday night posts in the chat, "Hey, I just heard that Rise Up New Hampshire is going to come to the site on Thursday. They're going to protest." And I go, "Oh my God, that would be freaking amazing." I try to find the contact from Rise Up NH on Telegram as well, and they confirm it's true that they heard about our mandate, because there's small towns around here, news travels fast. They heard about the mandate, and they're going to come protest outside. I'm like, "Oh my God, this is great. Guys, let's go. Get a sign ready." So now I have this group of contacts that I've previously built up in Telegram, and I'm like, let's go. Get signs ready. Come on Thursday. This is crazy. We only have 40 hours notice, but let's do it. And suddenly I get hope again. I'm like, wow, we're going to actually do something. This is amazing. Thursday comes. I'm like, I'm so nervous. we're really going to protest outside of our own job? Something that they're going to do? I'm going to be fired immediately. I'm going to get all these people fired immediately. I can barely eat breakfast. I'm doing like no work the whole day. I'm sort of skipping ahead, I suppose, because at first we think it might be a surprise. Like, are we just going to show up? Rise Up NH will come. We'll go outside. We'll meet them. But who's going to meet them? It's going to be me and, I don't know, the five original people on the Telegram chat, because it's real easy to click, "Oh yeah, I'm interested. I'm against the mandate. I'll join the Telegram." But to go do something is a whole other thing. And people who have done activism for a while know that. People will support you online. Yay! Thumbs up. Click the like button. Okay, off to play my video game now. I don't got time to go to a protest. Are you kidding me? Am I going to a protest? No, I'm scared. What if someone sees me and makes fun of me? So we get to work Thursday, and I thought it might be a surprise, but as soon as I get there, the entire highway is lined with no parking signs that were not there the previous day. I'm like, oh my God, they know that we're coming or that help is coming or something like that. Okay, whatever. During the day, they send out an email. They're like, "Hey, by the way, it looks like there's going to be a protest outside. Just be careful pulling out and coming in." To 1,000 people that work there. they're sending out the email and the alert and saying there's a protest. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. What's happening? But I'm still so nervous. Nobody's going to freaking go. I can't eat anything. There's all this chatter of like, where are we going to park? Are we allowed to park on the site? Or are they going to kick us out because we're not working? Blah, 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 blah. I drive off site and I make someone pick me up a mile away because I'm so nervous. And I make her sit there for 10 minutes because I'm like, we can't get there early. If I'm the only one, I'll throw up. So we have to try to get there like right at 2 when it starts. But as we're driving there, I'm like, there's going to be nobody here. There's going to be nobody here. We round the corner to get toward the business. And there are cars with American flags hanging off their truck thing, just pulling up to the side. I'm like, oh my God, they came. They came. There's like 30 people. They came. They came. And the employees start gathering. And there's 30 more of us. And there's a guitar player. And there's a, I don't know, you know, musicians and people with signs and tons of honking. And we're all outside. And this is crazy. And actually, I should have found the speeches I gave. Because at some point I was like, the energy was crazy. Can I jump on this mic and give a speech or whatever? I'm so happy. So many people came. Now, there's 1,000 people that work at the company. 35 employees came out. Okay, that's great. This is amazing. People, like, the management is on the roof of the building behind us, like, seeing us. People are in the cafeteria. You can see the glass windows. They're standing there. There were masks over their face staring at us. This is nuts. And I gave a speech that was like, remember everyone, we want to be supportive of everyone and your supervisor may agree with you. They're not the enemy, blah, blah, blah. I don't remember what I said. I only said like 2 things and I can't even remember. I was just like, thanks for coming out. There's so many of you. We outnumbered the Rise Up NH people. Nuts. So, I did it. We did a thing. I was so happy. Company requires employees to be vaccinated ahead of the federal mandate for large employers. This is a story from the Peterborough Ledger transcript. And on the front of this article is your favorite protester from way back in the day, me, holding a no vax mandate yellow sign up. There I am with my Photoshop cheekbones. I assume this is Photoshopped because I look amazing. Protesters lined up along the entryway to the company in Jaffrey on Thursday, protesting the company's decision to mandate employee COVID-19 vaccination. This company has been heavily involved with the COVID-19 vaccine response, blah, 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 blah. They're one of several who are adopting an employee vaccination mandate ahead of an expected federal mandate for companies with more than 100 employees to require vaccinations or weekly testing. The Occupational Health and Safety Administration, or OSHA, blah, 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 is currently writing rules. So if anyone at this global company says, wow, I heard that Jaffrey is like protesting, our Jaffrey branch is protesting, I wonder what's going on down there. And they Google, blah, 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 Jaffrey vaccine protest. It's my face. It's my face. So now they know it's me. And I'm so shocked that the next day my badge still works at the door. I'm like, I was literally like, I'm still allowed here? Okay. And they know it's me. Management obviously knows it's me. They even had like an emergency meeting to be like, it's Nick and he's IT. He has like extra admin abilities that the rest of us don't have. He could hack all the systems if he wanted to. And someone was like, no, one of the supervisors that's on our side was like, no, 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 he's not going to do that. He's not like that. Don't worry. So they must have talked him off the edge, but they were talking about doing like some, I don't know what was on the table, but probably anything up to doing an emergency termination and locking me out of every system. But here I am, you guys. News with Nick, the leader of the anti-vax at my work. So that was a week ago. This week we got pins. We're handing out pins to people that say no vaccine mandates. We got like 25 of them because I didn't realize how big the protest would be. And they got handed out in 2 days. People, there's too much demand for them. And this week, yesterday, we had another rally. And the rally was not backed by Rise Up NH this time. It was just us. And again, there were like 30 of us. Okay, you know, maybe that's all it's going to be. I would like it to be 600. Maybe it won't be. But I did something. Somebody had to do something. And I did. Are you proud of me? I'm the best. No, it was a group effort, right, everyone? Man. I don't know. Will it change anything? I don't know. But when the system comes and crushes us, at least we'll be together, except for the ones that gave in eventually. But that's catching you guys up. It's pretty much been my full-time job to now try to fight against this. Yesterday, a lady pulls up in a car and starts yelling at us. She starts her speech with, "Hey, you all got your wills written?" And one of our more rambunctious, you know, protesters on our side decided to engage her. And I was like, no, please no. Because why engage someone like this? But nope, his arms are way bigger than me. I'm like, please no, stop. And you can actually even hear me beg this guy. I'm like, I'll give you a dollar to stop. Larry, I'll give you a dollar to come here. All right, this lady says, it's been proven if you have the vaccine
and you get the virus, you get sick, but you sure don't
But that's
die.
Protecting you me. I'm not protecting anybody else. That's protecting me.
No.
I can still get it. I can still give it. So how am I protecting anybody else?
And then in the background, you hear me say it again. I don't know. I offered him a dollar to stop. I am a comedian. No matter the situation, you guys, man, what a treasure.
Answer the question, don't laugh.
It's hard to talk to this lady because there's so many honkers. If everyone is vaccinated, blah, 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 blah. Larry gets real mad.
Spread your knowledge.
You have no thought process at all. None.
I said I like your shirt.
Go kiss your Biden flag.
That guy, or that lady loved us. So there's that. We don't know what's going to happen, guys. The company appears to be, they've moved on to the next phase of processing this. They announced the vaccination requirements, and now they're moving on to what they're calling risk mitigation, which means they're asking supervisors to be like, hey, anyone on your team, you know, acting like they may not be here in December? You can't, because you can't straight up ask employees. Apparently, some laws still exist, or at least they think they do, because I don't think they do. I think you can do anything. And the only law that exists is, can you work for us or not? The company makes all the rules. But apparently, they think you can't straight up ask an employee, are you vaccinated or not? So what they're asking is, do you think anyone might not be here in December? Wink. For some reason. Wink. And if so, what is your plan on what to do with that position or that person? right? So they're calling it the risk mitigation plan. We already know that this is happening. They're meeting one-on-one with people and if they think they're at risk, and they're trying to explain to them, without asking their vaccination status, they're trying to explain to them the pros of doing everything it takes to continue to work here. The vaccination is so safe. You've done such a great job. You're up for promotions. Blah, 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 blah. Guys, I don't know. I'm gonna lose all my career. But we can only track this. I mean, this might be good for you because then I could be a full-time news with Nicker. Wait. I'm not gonna repeat that statement. But the oh my goodness. But I don't know what's gonna happen, right? Will I be fired on December 8th? Will I be fired a week later because it takes them so long to process? Will they get to December and realize that the system that they have to verify vaccination status isn't actually good? Because it's probably written by the first person that could get to market with this system, hired with the cheapest Indian developers off Fiverr.com. Like, let's go. Quickest to market with the company vaccination system, right? Upload your card. We'll verify it. We mark the person good or not. If not, we send automatic emails to them. We'll handle the whole thing for you. Company, wow. You don't want to deal with this. You hire us at the low, low price of, how much? I don't know. $250 per employee. That sounds right. I don't know. I'm just making it up because you have to do it, Biden said, and we're the only ones on the market right now. Can you imagine the business model? How many millions you could have if you're the first to market with the company vaccination verification software that any person in their right mind should have been writing 6 months ago? They probably were, because people are smart. But had I been smart, we should have gotten into that. We'd be millionaires. Because 6 months ago, the vaccine wasn't, or even a year ago, right? I like to think I'm so smart that I could see the future, but I guess I didn't see far enough to be like, hey, we should, not that I'm in any position to write software or run a business, right? But people like me saw this coming. We could have been like writing the software already and selling it to businesses for millions of dollars. $250 per employee, that's it? That's all I have to pay to keep all these employees? Yeah, that's expensive a little bit, but I mean, compared to the price of, you know, the OSHA fines, this is cheap. And we offload all of the liability to this third party company that we have no clue who they are or if their software is secure or anything. So apparently, I'm guessing that that's where the system is. Because if I wanted to verify my vaccination status at work now, I couldn't do it. There's no system to do it. It's not out yet. And I'm thinking, knowing what I know about tech, that it's because there's just too many bugs in the system right now. It's not like they're holding off purposely. Like, oh, we're going to strategically time the release of this to be like in 2 weeks. That makes no sense. It means the system's not ready. So say it's not ready. You're going to verify 13,000 employees in 7 weeks? I don't think so. I could be wrong. Well, that's it, guys. We rally every week. The chat, I delete demonic things from the chat, and we just keep going. And continue to tune in to News with Nick to find out more, I suppose. I don't know. Thanks for coming to listen and catch up. Head on over to News with Nick. Newswithnick.com is the website. Check out the video version of the show if you want to watch it all again for some reason in video form, unedited. And that's it. I will try to update you later. And thanks for being here, everyone. I'm super glad we're still friends. We'll be right back. Guys, I didn't realize that there was a chat. M. Barnes says, you're fired. Yes, it's very ironic I'm getting fired by Joe Biden, right? Rather than Trump, because he's the one that does the firing. Somebody's got to do something about this vax. His whole life has been in preparation for this moment. We want updates. Okay, I'm glad nobody said anything in the chat that I was supposed to reply to, because I forgot to read it. Or I had it up, I thought, but it wasn't. I was on a page that was not refreshing. I'm not good at computers. Because on my screen, there's no chat. And then I clicked over to the other screen, and I was like, oh, the chat's been writing this whole time. Yes. I'm sorry that I said that Biden was going to be funny as Trump, and it wasn't going to be a big deal. I mean, there's no proof that the puppet masters at the top wouldn't have made Trump say the same thing, because Trump took the vax, and Trump told his supporters to take the vax as well. And I don't know. I don't understand the system. Some people are saying that Biden's chances of getting reelection now are none, because he's made every single Republican mad, plus a lot of anti-vax Democrats are probably now mad. So he has no chance of getting reelected because of this. I guess I would say, well, if you believe in the system being rigged, was he ever meant to get reelected at all? Or was the system meant to bring in Trump, rile the whole country up, bring in Biden, to bring in the New World Order and the Great Reset and the forced vaxes, and then bring Trump back again to rile them all up again? If they really are killing us with the vax, though, why? If the vax is causing blood clots and people to drop dead, I don't get the incentive. I do get the incentive of Pfizer pushing panic and boosters for the rest of time. That's extremely good for them. But they could just be selling like a shot full of water, if that's the case. Unless they just want to push something out that causes another crisis in 5 years because everyone's ill from the long-term effects of the virus, and then like, oh my God, a crisis we need to reply to, because they love that. That's the best thing a government can have, is a crisis to respond to. That's the only thing I can think of. It's the long game, that this is just like the next step. Like, inject them with the stuff that's going to make people sick in 5 years and imagine what will happen in 5 years. It's the only incentive I can think of. Sieverman says, you do football. That's cool. Didn't I say this on another show? Like, I don't know if he's still here. He says, you're welcome. Bye. So I don't even know if Sieverman is still here. I explained that I'm in first year training to be a football official, which means they let me wear a striped shirt and stand on a field and make calls about a football game for no reason. I went to the Patriots game again 2 days ago because the Cowboys came. I did the same thing I did last time, park a mile, 1.3 miles away. And that was a crazy game. Went to overtime. I got row 4. I have a video of Dak and Zeke just right in front of us, hanging out. And didn't get stuck in traffic because I did the same trick where I leave the stadium. I didn't leave early this time. I actually got stuck trying to get out from row 4 because that's not near the exit, obviously. I was stuck probably for 10 minutes standing there. I'm like, wow, this plan is never going to work. I'm going to get to my car and the traffic's going to be horrible. It wasn't. I still outran everyone back. But I think I'm probably done going to football games for now. Like row 4... is cool. That was a good game. And I think that's probably good. When you buy one of these tickets, you usually end up next to other people who have season tickets, because that's the only way you get football tickets, is having season tickets. And the season ticket sellers resell them on Ticket PayPal, Ticketmaster, right? So I end up next to this old lady and she's like, hi. How'd you get that seat? And I'm like, I bought it. She's like, oh, okay. We're season ticket holders. I'm like, so you go to almost every game? She's like, yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, you're with regulars when you go there. And that's nuts. I mean, that's just their hobby, though. They go to every Patriots game. She's like, I didn't go to the Buccaneers versus Patriots game. I didn't want to be part of that fiasco. So I sold my tickets to a family friend for like $200 a seat. I'm like, oh my God, $200. She's like, I didn't know what to sell them for. So I just looked at the face value and it's apparently like $200 for these seats. So I just sold them. So face value of NFL tickets obviously is completely fake. The only value is market value, what it will resell for. And I'm pretty sure those seats would have been $1,600 each. She had three of them. Oh, well. Because that would have been row four behind Tom Brady. You would have been behind the visitor bench able to yell at Tom Brady from our seats when he plays on the Bucks against the Patriots. This is NFL Nerd Talk.